We're gonna wait for our friends and see that not everyone has returned yet. Today's lesson is on the revealing the necessity for the Creator's help. Because we haven't yet set before us, I haven't built before us, mapped out the map to the end of correction, from this moment till the end of correction, and we don't yet see the components and the connection in which everyone exists. And the state, so as to not err, just as in any place where we may exist, in order to not confuse ourselves, we always need to keep the goal before us as the most important thing. If we lose our grasp on the goal, and I don't know what's happening here, what's happening there, I begin to get confused, and in a few steps I start forgetting everything that happens in life. The same thing happens with us. Every time in the group, you need to have a very precise sensation when adhesion, the Creator's influence, bestowal from the guest to the host is our goal. And thanks to this goal, we attain his place, adhesion with him. The world to come, the world of infinity, it doesn't matter what we call it. We need to always keep this end goal in mind. And in accordance with it, to measure every smallest action that we make in our mind, in our heart. Of course, all the actions in the group, all the actions in dissemination, how effective it is, where is it leading us, and in accordance with it, we choose what we're doing more of, what we're doing less of. Let's say we're doing dissemination action, and we're doing it instead of studying, in order to reach the end goal, or what we want to achieve, bestowal, correction. What is more effective? What is more goal-oriented? Maybe we don't know. And if we're going to start scrutinizing now, we're going to get into conflicts and doubts, and we're not going to find out anything. But at the very least, we need to at least touch it a little bit. Well, we might not have clarity yet, so this is what we're doing. We're doing half-half, half of this, half of that, because we don't have exact knowledge. But this absence of knowledge is also knowledge that we don't have it. And this is very important for every action to be aimed at so it would be an action that we have a decision on. We make a decision on what we're doing. And in this way, we create a map of what we're doing, where we're going, how we're following this path, the main path, and what kind of side paths are we taking and are being added to it. We're doing this and we're doing that as well. But every time we keep the end goal in mind, we are seeing it, we keep it in sight. There is nothing that's concealing it from us. We see it all the way to the end. And if this is how we build all the things that we do, all of our steps, that's the correct way. And this is what we need to describe to the newcomers as well, because this shortens our path. Throughout history, this was different. Kabbalists were confusing everyone. They wrote their texts in a concealed way. This had to be done. even though it was not what we wanted to do, not what the Kabbalists wanted, because more than the calf wants to suck, the cow wants to feed the calf. But we had no choice. We had to wait until the generations kept on maturing and maturing, and today we exist in a time when the generation has matured. We don't know why. We don't know where it comes from. It is written that the Messiah, Moshiach, the son of David, who comes in a generation that is full of sinners or full of righteous, and he comes precisely to this generation, either when everyone is in a complete descent or in a complete ascent, in one of these two extreme points. And this is what we must be prepared for. And the map that we are building for ourselves can also help us in this. And it is deliberate on my part, all these workshops, to give you, giving you all of these other points, these points where you can set a foothold. And you don't yet sense that they are connected, like in some web of connection among themselves, that ultimately they need to bring us to the goal. It comes very gradually. We will reveal it gradually. But we must gather them together. We must once more go through all the seminars, all the workshops, to repeat them. This is just one page, you see. The material for the entire workshop is just on one page. There is not a lot for us to talk about. We will come back to this, and I will make sure that we're gonna clean up whatever is unnecessary, redundant, and we're gonna go through it again. And all this pertains to the map of our path, to all the individuals, all the groups, all of our people who are concerned with writing all of our books, our textbooks. Everyone needs to participate in and work on making sure that we all understand everything, the causes and the consequences, in accordance with the principle of what the preceding and the forthcoming. This is necessary for us. And the first phase is revealing the necessity of the Creator's help. When we cannot connect everything, this is me, this is the friend, I reveal the spiritual. I perform all kinds of actions. And then they say, I come to the Creator, to the upper force, to Bore, Bore, which comes, two words, Bore, come and see. Okay, so we come, and in this process, we say to ourselves, we'll do it later, we'll attain at a later time, just as now I'm going down some highway. I know that eventually I will reach to my destination. There is a gas station along the way. There are other stations. Maybe I'll take a break here and there, and then ultimately I'll get to the end. I'm not connected to my end destination until I get there. On a spiritual path, this is not how it works. On a spiritual path, every phase that I am on, it needs to be part of the eventual goal, eventual destination. When I am advancing just one meter forward, this means that in this meter, this meter contains a part of the end goal, the end destination. Another meter, another part of the Creator. And another part of the Creator, meaning my advancement isn't just me advancing, but all of us will be already beginning to meet Him. This is the path. And therefore, from the moment when this process begins for a person, he needs to feel that he has a connection with the Creator, with the force that fills the entire reality, that we exist in within this force, and we cannot make even a single movement without finding a connection with Him. And our most important effort is to come to sense this connection, that we exist, all of us, not just one person. One person is never taken into account. As we've already said many times, that the connection with the Creator occurs thanks to the connection between us. If between ourselves, as much as we can, we try to connect together, this is called the Kli, and He who fills this Kli is called the Light. And thanks to this web of connection between us, in this way we can begin to reveal Him and to bestow to Him, and in return He will bestow to us. And if He awakens a specific individual, He awakens him to connect to others. And thanks to this connection with others, he will be connected to the Creator. This is what we read about in many prayers. What is the gathering? What is Shekhinah? We read all these things. What is the breaking of the Kelim and the gathering, assembling of the Kelim? We've read these things before. We heard them before. In the connection with the Creator, in the very first moment when we begin to speak about it, there is immediately a collaboration, cooperation between us and Him. The third passage talks about this collaboration. Passage number 3. As the sages have explained, when the gazelle runs away and turns backwards to see, so does the Creator. When He, God forbid, moves away from Israel, He turns back to Him. I explained that then the panim come back once more to Ohariah, meaning He longs and He yearns to be one with Israel again. And from this, the longing and yearning is awakened in Israel to be one with the Creator. And to the measure of this longing and yearning, this is the panim. And therefore, the most important means at this time is to always multiply the yearning and the longing, for in this the face is revealed. In other words, the Creator awakens above us a certain field, a special relationship, a special attitude. And this attitude he triggers from the opposite side. It's like a gazelle turns her face back. It's as though she's running away, distancing herself, but by turning back and showing her face, she as if invites you, beckons you to go after her. So does the Creator does. He does the same thing, and man then needs to accept this invitation. And this is not simple. For follow me, it means follow me across the desert. Meaning in a place and through the states which are not simple by any means. They're very dry and they're bleak. There are difficulties. There are the person is confused, he has no energy, he has no life force, and all this is given to him so that he could see that in his current life he is not given fulfillment. For him to reveal that fulfillment can only happen in bestowal, which is something that man does not want by any means, but there is no choice. Here, with the help of the environment, he can acquire a new importance, a new value for the quality of bestowal, and to transition to the importance of the Creator, the importance of being in the broken Kalim. There is nothing more perfect than a broken heart. In order to create such an atmosphere in a group, not just that we're masochists who like suffering, but because, thanks to the fact that I feel suffering in my desire to receive. And if I were to transform it to a desire to bestow, with the help of it, I would reveal the light. You have passage number 8. Passage number 8. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help one turn the will to receive to be in order to bestow. And one should believe that form that extends contentment to the Creator from one's praying to him to draw him nearer to dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, to be in order to bestow. The Creator says about that, "My sons have defeated me." That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask of me to give you a will to bestow instead. This is precisely what we must achieve to this request. Of course, this is not natural, and only with the help of effort made by the group can we achieve this, meaning the entire notion of the group, the importance that we need to acquire towards the quality of bestowal, towards the Creator, the spiritual state. I am unable to achieve this on my own, but only under one condition, that there is an environment, and the environment can obligate me. Man is a slave to his environment, and then we have no choice. So as to create among us, as if spread a rumor among us, that spiritual life is bestowal, so that we could draw closer, even a little bit, to the other side of life, for us to feel that here we rise above our tiny corporal globe. This can only be done with the help of the group, which can obligate, force everyone by giving him the importance. A person cannot discard anything from here. It may seem to him that he is leaving this world, that he's abandoning his family. No, it's exactly the opposite. He's connecting to everything. But he's revealing himself as though he's split into two parts. The part that is with the necessary part that exists in this world and which he actualizes because he has to, he has no choice, and the part that has to do with his desire, his choice, his freedom of will, and this, in this part he aspires to bestow fully as much as he can. Therefore, here is where every one of us needs the group, needs the help of the group in order to reach the Creator. And this is essentially revealed in only one place, in the center of the group. But we forget about that. We must always be under the influence of the group. Like a small child. If a small child is not under the influence of an environment, he will grow up to be an animal, like a beast. And we must always, therefore, be concerned. We must always be concerned, like parents, like what's my child's environment? How is he developing? What is he learning? So must we be concerned about us. If there is a desire to immerse ourselves in the books, to be alone, if there is a desire for someone to distance himself, then years go by and nothing happens. A person wastes years of his life. And there are other people who come to the group and they want to do something, and here is where intention is necessary. It may seem like the intention is necessary, but that's not important. Like with the example of Rabbi Yossi ben Kizma, the group can be at any level. His students were very small and he was very great. He was a great Rav, but he was able to lower himself before them. And this is necessary. He said, I need to have this environment to influence me at all times. The result is that even though I try to inspire them, I try to awaken them, and I try to build them up to be bestowing, but in reality, this is what I do. But on the other hand, the Kabbalists have made it in a way so that what we do is we enter the inside of the group, the effort, the sensation to be united with them within, internally, where they discovered that we are united together. These degrees are within us. We already exist at the end of correction. We simply need to remove these barriers on the way there. And when we perform these efforts, when we exert and we can accept the influence of this inner environment which is not revealed, and to be connected with it, this is called to be connected to the future world, the world to come, because that's the world we arrive at. And this is very important. And to the extent that I draw closer to the environment and receive from it the importance of the environment and the importance of our connection together, I need their support more and more, because what do I reveal? I want to be in bestowal, I want to be in connection with the friends, I want to be as one man with one heart on the one hand. On the other hand, I have received the importance of it. It's not yet the desire. My desire is still opposite. Here we work on two levels, the egoistic desire and the spiritual intention. And they are in opposition to one another. And then I exist in a state that is completely ruined, demolished, where on the one hand I have a desire to all kinds of things in this world, and on the other hand I want to achieve the spiritual. So what do? How do I not grow weaker? How do I not grow weak on the path, but keep advancing and never stop? Here I need the Creator's help. And I can't receive this strength from anywhere, any other place. And this disappointment on the one hand, and the importance of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, on the other hand, when we receive this from the group, we're always demanding from the group to be, for it to give us this importance, for this power, this force to always be burning in the group. And as a result, we demand of the Creator the force of correction. And it doesn't take, the man doesn't come to correction right away. It doesn't take only an instant. We have a passage about that. Do you have it? It's passage 4 from the 19th. Passage 4. From the Congress materials, because of the breaking of the vessels, all the otiyot were ejected to corporeal conducts and people. When one corrects oneself and reaches the root of one's soul, he must collect them by himself, one by one, and bring them back to the root, the holiness. This is the meaning of to sentence oneself and the entire world to a scale of merit. The matter of the unification of the Creator and Divinity that one induces when he has had his fill of yearning and longing is precisely like the underside coupling, applying in the birth of the corporal body. It too extends necessarily by cause and effect, meaning the hardening that is a certain measure of longing and yearning, called hardness in the corporal tongue. Then one seed is also blessed, for it shoots like an arrow, nefesh, soul, shana, year, olam, world. This is the meaning of how is there repentance. In the same place, at the same time, with the same woman, since chetata consists of nefesh, shana, olam. Nefesh, the soul, is the measure of the longing and the yearning. Shana, the year, is the changing stimulations, as the complete coitus bears the complete measure to restore past glory. Meaning, as they were cohesive before they were separated in the corporal world. However, one cannot be ready for the sublime meeting, called complete coitus, all at once. Rather, surely goodness and mercy. Hence, the stimulus, which is the beginning of the coitus, is the meaning of a righteous who suffers. The Creator has no wish for this adhesion, and since he does not taste love in the longing and yearning that needs the same thing and the same place. Thus, one is found in a state of sorrow, which is nega, affliction, that is destined to become omeg, delight. However, time will do what the mind does not. The Creator counts all the stimuli and collects them into the complete measure, which is the measure of hardness for the intended day. This is what the poet means by awaken and sound to sever any should. Sticking is orgasm. As it is said, stuck in his brother's wife, which is the meeting of the Creator with divinity, from above downward, before the soul clothed in the incarnation of this world. After that, when a person prepares to return to his root, he does not induce the complete meeting at one time, but creates stimuli, which is the degree of nefesh, by way of cycles, chasing divinity with all his might, quivering and sweating, until he mounts this extremity all day and all night, incessantly. It is as the book writes by way of cycles, when, while one soul is being completed in the degrees of nefesh, he comes ever closer, and so his yearning and sorrow grow. It is so because the unsatisfied desire leaves behind a great affliction according to the measure of the desire. This is the meaning of sound. The poet teaches us and says, awaken means that you induce stimuli in the holy divinity. Sound for you cause a great affliction like no other, which is the meaning of he groaned and moaned. Because what does divinity say when one is afflicted? And why do you do so? It is in order to sever any shout. This means the righteousness of the righteous will not deliver him on the day of his transgression. To him who knows all mysteries, the desire in one's heart for his nearness is known, and that it might still be interrupted. Hence he, the Blessed One, increases his stimuli, meaning the beginnings of the quiruses. For if one listens to his voice by way of the Lord of thy shade, one does not fall by reason of the increasing affliction of the stimuli. It is so because one sees and hears that the holy divinity also suffers as he does by the increased longing. Thus, one's longing grows stronger and intensifies each time until one's point in the heart is completed, complete will, in a tight knot that will not crumble. What do we see from this? The sensation of sorrow, of sadness, of concealment, it needs to grow bigger and bigger, it needs to intensify, and it needs to come to the person from an even greater aspiration, greater desire. It's as like the Creator is playing with us, flirting with us. And when each time he draws us closer and stimulates us again and again until the person is aimed at the right thing, at unity. And we can't, until we can't take it anymore. Until we start sensing the correct, sensing the desire correctly, and until it's aimed correctly. And then we long for it, we earn it, and this is called the suffering of love. But if we do it, if we're not aimed correctly, then it's not suffering of love, then it's a negative suffering, where you feel, disdain for it, and you feel you don't have the energy and the strength to go forward. Everything depends on the kli that I receive this awakening in. What is the Creator awakening me, stimulating me for? This is very important. If I receive it in the general kli, I receive it in a way that he sends it to me, then I see the awakening. What am I missing in order to add to unity, to add to bestowal? This is the place where I can accept it correctly between us. Look, yesterday morning we felt a heaviness, right? If one person were to deal with seven senses, he wouldn't even have the strength to wake up.
But you guys woke up.
We had the sensation that something is happening to all of us. If it's happening to all of us, then it means it's not simple. It's not something that is arbitrarily random. So what are we doing?
Like we heard yesterday about the Baal Shem Tov, that Aleph, Bet, Gimel, ABC, from that he began to awaken. If we will be good children, we will also reach such degrees. Such degrees in which we won't even be able to read. And that is how we awaken. The creation that evolves within a person, it's so that he needs to experience himself moving through all the different worlds, all the different states, even before life began on the surface of the earth, in spiritual life, everything that we have, all the states. Even before he was born, he feels that he can fly through the entire periphery of the field of the light. So this need for the help of the group and the help of the Creator are knit together, are tied together, because the Creator exists in the center of the group. If we relate correctly to the path, that from the love of others we reach the love of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator within the society, within the Shekhinah, within Knesset Yisrael, connection between those who yearn to reach Yishar Kel, Israel, towards the Creator, then we reach the prayer. What does he say? From the depth of our heart, meaning that a person knows 100% that there is no one in the world that can help him except for the Creator himself. The group is the means. The group is the means to the help of the Creator. It's the vessel, the tool, everything the light performs. And how does the person know that there is no one who can help him except for the Creator himself? A person can attain this knowingness if he's invested all of his powers that he has and it didn't help. Therefore, a person must perform all the actions that are possible in the world in order to attain the sake, doing for the sake of the Lord, of spirituality, and then the Creator hears his prayer.
The broken heart and 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 heart.
The heart is the vessel that receives sanctity from above. And that is as we learn from the breaking of the vessels. that if the vessel is broken, everything that you put inside it flows outside of it. Also, if the heart is broken, meaning that the will to receive controls the heart, it means that no bounty can enter there, because everything the will to receive receives, it all goes out to the shells, to the klipot, and that is called the breaking of the heart. Therefore, when a person prays to the Creator and says, "You must help me, because I am the worst of all, because I feel that the will to receive, it controls my heart. Therefore, nothing of sanctity can enter my heart. And I do not want anything extra. I only want to do something for the sake of spirituality. And I have no option to do so. Therefore, only you can help me and save me." And so we must interpret what is written, that the Lord is close to those whose heart is broken, meaning that those people who ask the Creator to help them so that their heart will not be broken, but be whole. Difficulty, from what I remember, is that a person doesn't divide himself into two parts. One part is my donkey, my will to receive, and it feels heaviness and a lack of interest. What can a donkey be so impressed by? You can hear the sounds that it makes. So that's our donkey, our matter. And it only responds to good for me or bad for me. Or I feel good or I feel bad. And he's right, and we should let him be that way. But we need to separate ourselves from it, to exit it, to be above it, to look at this donkey as something within me that suffers. Right? It doesn't feel impressed, it doesn't feel awakened, it's not comfortable, it's had enough, and it thinks, what can we gain from this? There are other things to do, other things to take interest in, enough already. It's impatient. These claims are correct, these moanings. So the problem is that I don't separate from this donkey, the part in me that is man, that is the speaking. I don't raise it above the donkey and say, that's right, this is the donkey in me, and this is the person in me, the man in me. And then from the degree of man, I look at this donkey and I say to him, it's okay, you're fine. It's you who are doing it, not me. I think they heard a donkey in the background. So then it turns out that I need to separate this spark within me, this man within me, and to raise it above, and to hold myself constantly as separated into two. I have a heart that is broken. Okay. And I'm outside of that. What I really want is to be comfortable. That is what each person wants. And that is within the desire, but I have a point above this desire, which is the part of the Creator within me. This is each person's property, and we must separate that and hold it above and try all the time to hold that above and to connect all these points that are within us, between us, because each of us has a point, a spark, and we need to connect them. And then there will be this connection between us in the points, and the donkeys between us, let them be. Give them what they need. You need to give the donkey what it needs. You can't bring it cookies from here. It needs what it needs. It's food. And make this separation. It's very important. And then I won't have a problem. All these problems of the descent, when a person falls and can't get out of it, it's because he's put the man within him inside his donkey, and he doesn't try to make an effort to raise it above and to say, that's right, this is you, this is the donkey, and this is the man, Adam. And to be as a judge, that you're correct and you're correct. That's very important. And here again, the group, the power of the group, it has to give us the ability to constantly hold ourselves on a higher plane than this donkey. And do you think that this helps? It doesn't help. But it aims you towards the help of the Creator. It aims you. Otherwise, I forget about it. I forget that I received this on purpose in order to need the Creator, in order to turn to Him, in order to discover that only He can help. It's just like us in our world, that we organize for a person that we're interested in, we organize all kinds of conditions so that he will have no other choice but to turn to us. I want for someone to pay attention to me. So I organize such condition in his environment so that he will have no choice and he will come to me on all fours. That's clear, right? This is how the Creator organizes things for us. So we have to not forget that all these things that happen to us, the states themselves, they're not the main thing, but that they come on purpose so that we will run from them onwards. The moment that we receive the correct direction, meaning we realize the reason that I entered such a state, then I begin to be thankful for this darkness, this state that is completely hopeless. And I see the opposite. That from here, the next step of the path opens up to me, the hope, the light, everything. It's the face and the back of each and every state. Quote number 3. And Israel shall moan from the work, and their cry will rise to the Creator. For Israel came at that time to a state of desperation from the work. Just like a person who's trying to take water with a vessel with holes in it. And he goes and draws water all day, but he gets not a drop of water for his thirst. So are Israel in Egypt. The more they built, the building would be swallowed up in the ground, for they saw that they are not prepared for a world so that something will grow from their work. And so they cried out, and their cry was whole, and it rose up. For the Creator hears the prayer, and only for a whole prayer does he wait. It turns out that there is nothing small or great that is achieved without a prayer. And all of the work that we must do, it is only so that we will see that we are not deserving of anything by our own power. Because then we are prepared to pray wholly to the Creator. Maybe quote number 6. Number 6 from the writings of Rabash, part 6. Finally, a group of people gather together to be together in one place under one leader. And in a spirit of bravery above the power of a natural man, they stand before all of these hardships. And of course that they are brave people with a brave spirit. And their decision is strong and determined without taking even one step backwards. And they are warriors of the first degree who engage in this war of the inclination, the evil inclination, to their last drop of blood. And their whole intention is to win this war in the name of the Creator. We need to, and I really don't know even how to speak and say this, what do you recommend so that we will not forget that this force of connection aims us correctly to the Creator, and that then we will discover the need for the help of the Creator, and then we will see that all of these steps that we need to take become shorter, and that we advance each and every day in a very short time and can achieve the goal? How can we even more make this unity in the group? How can we hold ourselves above all the different bickerings or fightings that come on purpose in order to organize us in an even stronger bond? What can we do further, even more? It all depends only on this. If there is no group, we don't feel the need to rise above our ego. Each person is right. We don't feel the need for the help of the Creator. He's not revealed. He seems far somehow. And we have nothing. So how can we constantly oblige ourselves to take care of this connection, and from it to see everything that's being done with us? Each one of us that looks from his own point of view and not from the center of the group is looking out from the egoistic world, from the bottom world, and each one who looks from the eyes of the connection of the group is looking through the spiritual world. It's not yet a spiritual view, but it's already where he's looking out from. This is a difference between worlds, between two worlds. Today, all our world is on a path that will oblige people for the help of the Creator. But let's look at what suffering are revealed on this path. What we've already experienced, what's happening now, and what's waiting. And it's all only for the purpose of discovering the need for the help of the Creator. Discovering the need. So we can do this for us and for the rest of the world in an easy way, a comfortable way. We have the tool. I am not saying this for nothing, because the times are very difficult for the world, and very tragic. So we need to try to turn this path from the path of suffering to the path of light. Questions? A song so that we will wake up. I'm a runaway here, I'm a runaway here, I'm a runaway here.
if there are questions. And if not, we'll go straight to the workshop. Please. Yes, yes, go ahead. Is from the Ekaterinburg group. Is from the Ekaterinburg book. And he says that when he came to the convention, he was doing a discernment. Why does he need the convention? What's the goal for the convention? And from these scrutinies and this mutual preparation, they prepared a bunch of questions. He wants to know if you can ask these questions. There are 9 questions. He'll ask them until the 15th of the month. Okay, so one question. Well? He said that before the Moscow Convention, they together did a cultural evening for the whole area of the Ural Mountains, and that really got them close as a regional group, but it caused also problems. He says that one of the problems there is that there's one group that doesn't keep a stiff way for the framework, and another group, in their group, for example, everyone puts maser and participates regularly in the lesson. Everyone has a role. So he says, how can you do this right so that everyone will raise the importance of the goal and then these frameworks so that on one hand, those who are keeping the framework, the importance won't drop and it will only rise, and those who want to keep it, and on the other hand, not to harm those new people who are coming in, for them it might be a little bit too much. We see that in everything that a person deals with, in all his dealings, there are degrees. There are things that are great, and there are simple people, and larger people, and there are people that are drawn to this, or drawn to that. And not every person needs to be like Moshe. There are those, and then there are those. And also people don't take on themselves such goals. Yes? So I'm talking from life, not from what's written there somewhere. People who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are those that are drawn to the study, there are those that are drawn more to the dissemination, there are those that just want to be in a society, it feels good to them, they feel more security, there are those that can justify themselves that anyhow they're connected to something important in life, they're not just living like a beast, they have some part in something high that from the higher than these corporeal life, and what are they worth, and they're ending soon, and so forth. So I think that no problem if we present, let's say today in our convention here, that here people gathered.
Okay. Well, except for those who
from all sorts of places in the world that couldn't come.
From all sorts of places in the world, the people that it's important for them to reach the purpose of creation. And the same principle force in nature, it's important for them to open up the entire reality, its eternity, the plan, to know, to they want it. It's a desire that they received from above, and that there are those who received less and less. Is it? But each person has his own place in the pyramid. And also you can't pressure a person.
Spirituality.
Okay.
Therefore you need to give an opportunity to develop the point in his heart. And wherever he reaches, he will reach. You're not the owner of this. You can be great. Or all sorts of things. Specifically not. It's not a mandate. You don't have to, but each person will implement his point. This is what needs to be. Therefore, we don't need to hide that we are special and great and we exist in special conditions. But there's one place. There's a place for every person. There's Howard, Oxford, such universities, and there's some university in my town. So each person depends where he's drawn to, what he wants, and to what degree he thinks he is willing to pay and dedicate himself in order to reach. And there's those and there's those. Therefore, I don't think that we need to hide this. Rather, you with your boundaries and us with our boundaries. Let's say we're big, like some university, and you're like school, and we're taking care of you, and we love you, and we're helping you, and you're also keeping us and helping us. I want to do the same common work and dissemination and all sorts to the degree in which we can, that we can. And this is how we show the world how much we are in tough conditions. So what? Yes, yeah, sometimes it's like that. These are conditions that that humanity will feel soon, all of humanity will feel on their flesh. They will feel it. Now, such a wave will come of problems in the world, just wait 3 months, that they will feel that the trend is constantly to pressure on us. And here we need to explain that this pressure is only so that to awaken us, so that we will understand that this is intentional, that there's that it is purposeful. And not to be fearful. Don't be afraid of the truth. Don't be afraid of the truth. You will see that as much as you want to tell about them, they're willing to hear. Don't be fearful. Do. Meaning to do an approach and explain that there's different frameworks and so forth. Yes. Are you changing the speakers again? I hear a voice not from the air conditioning. I hear it from the speaker behind me. And it wasn't that much before. Yes, please. The system which we're working on, the Sfirot, the parts of Fim and the worlds, are divided into three parts.
One
to three eyes, if you could say, the eye, the physical eye, the eye that's me, and the higher eye. What is this high eye? Where is this teacher, this group, if you can be more specific about it, and where we can go? The high eye is that point in my heart, that foundation of mine, which is the eye, which the Creator gave me, this spark. It's actually His spark, but it belongs to me. And the implementation of this spark is in that I want to bestow to the whole Kli, and through the Kli, I want to bestow to the Creator, which is in the Kli. This is the implementation of my point. And this bestowal only I can do from this point. This is the point of identification. Is the point of my identity. This is the I. In the proper implementation, in that how I influence or bestow to all the rest of the Kli, the rest of the souls that are connected, that I cause them connection, and within this connection, that by doing this, I give contentment to the Creator. This is the true I. And no one can be instead of me. Yes? So it comes out that the I, the external I, the of the other, becomes my I? No. I use this whole Kli, this whole foreign external I, so that through it, in my love, in my connection with them, I will bestow the Creator. Meaning it's true that it becomes my body. And within this body, I reveal the Creator, this spiritual life. But, well, let's say that it's not true to say exactly that it's me. For the meantime, let it be this way. That's I, let's say. Okay. I remains only in that point. And my attitude towards the general Kli, to the Shekhinah, to Malchut de Atzilut, is the same bestowal that I bring to the Creator. I don't have such words for this. And you relate also to the your Kli, from the point in your heart, but to that same body, to that Malchut. And this way we all meet. It's like cells in one body, that we are all contributing to the livelihood of this body. The sensation of life in this body is called the revelation of the Creator, the force of livelihood. More? Maybe one last question. I met yesterday with people who are in charge of the building or the temple, whatever we're going to call. And he said that there's a possibility that we will be able to remain without broadcasts or anything. Взять на себя обязательства, He says that many people are viewing us, and he suggests maybe because of this critical situation, maybe that each person will make some extra effort and maybe give another $1,000, $1,500 in payments in order to gather the lacking money, or otherwise we will be in situation. We really came to, we're in a, included in a situation that is very much uncomfortable, according to the fire department and other authorities. Problems that are being discovered in the building, it needs to go to destruction, and they will build a different building instead. So we can't really remain there for a period. If we could remain even for a short period, we would. In order to remain, we need to do huge differences there in the electricity and in fire safety. And in short, we're coerced to move to a different place. The different place is not possible to be maintained other than in purchasing. In rent, we're not finding such places, and also it's not worth our while, because the price that we would be paying for rent within a few years would be truly, it would be higher than a purchase, all in all. Therefore, we do ask everyone, whoever only hears us, and to participate in this, and for us to have a logistical center, because all the movies, all the clips, all the TV programs, all the processing of the materials from lesson to lesson, the lessons themselves, everything that we do from that center. There's many people that are connected to this all over the world. And we know already how much it is impossible in some place in the world to write a book or to do something without connection with our center. Because anyhow, there are people here with experience that are in this for many years in this whole process, and they truly are already, they know how to do the work. And if we disconnect, then we'll have to disconnect from all our broadcast. Because until, if we have to leave, then we will leave and store all our materials and all our things in some storage room. We will study on ourselves without any broadcast. There will be no broadcast until we find some, maybe some, who knows when we will have the opportunity. For the meantime, this is what we have. For the meanwhile, we don't have any place, even for rent, that we can enter and, let's say, within a few weeks, and already, maybe even less, to start broadcasting of lessons. All the rest is, you know, throughout the time. It'll take time. So we're really asking, it's very important for us that there will be a connection. That connection will continue between us and everyone. And that you won't also discover that everything, all these addresses are not responsive. So yes, there's a great request here to understand that we have no choice. We must invest in our center. Yes. I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask, and over the weekend we talked about our stages. Fathers came before us, and how they're helping. I wanted to ask you if you could explain to us, maybe for the in further detail, how did they help us? How are we in contact with them? How can we be more? How does this affect us? Are they around us? These are corrected parts in the general system of governance and of those shattered vessels that were corrected. And therefore, they're helping us. After the shattering of the vessels, there are some of the vessels that corrected themselves and are active, it's true, in the whole general system. And these vessels are called fathers because they already went through the correction earlier, before the whole correction of the world. Is there a way that we can feel them, or how do we connect ourselves to them? How do we connect to this? When we connect to the general system, we're connecting to them. We are connected also to them immediately as we connect to the general system. That's it. Later, when we rise in the degrees, in the spiritual degrees, in attainment, and in sensation, then we reach those degrees that they did, or similar to them, and then we reveal those fathers, those degrees, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aaron, Moshe, David, and more, the prophets, the different prophets, the different sages, all those that attained exist in that same system already. They're in a corrected form, and they're in living, they're giving livelihood to this system. Cool, that sounds fine. Rav, I wanted to ask from the friends, from our friends in Germany and Europe. The question is, what is more important? The connection in every state, in every country, in a local way? Or the connection between the countries and Bnei Baruch. Undoubtedly, the connection to Bnei Baruch. It's like all the parts in the body. What is the need, the great need, that it'll be connected a foot to a foot? But a foot that's connected to the brain, this is important. There's no choice. We need first to be connected to the source, and later, when there's connection to the source, then to check what else can I connect to in order to add to the right correction, the connection. So actually, what's true for us to do is to strengthen the connection with Bnei Baruch. What now appears to be not so much as with our coordinators and everything, Yaakov Saval, who is doing everything. Do you think that if there will be a few more other than Yaakov, it will help you be more connected to us? Do you think that the problem is in the number of coordinators? It seems to me that Yaakov is giving his whole soul. We don't have a more dedicated coordinator than him. All the work, seriously. This is a very special person. unless there's so much connection and so much work and so much material that's going, that's passing here from here to there or from there to here, and we need more. Then we need more people. Is it to that point a lot? Are you connecting to him all the time and he's all the time with you and he really doesn't have the time? Is he choking up? He's dealing with all of Europe. It's not important that he deals with all Europe. Could be that dealing with all of Europe is half a day a week. I don't know. All of Europe, you know, is... we're looking today from the side, and all of Europe is less than Israel. Let's do like this, Alex. Listen. Sit with Mushi, with Yaakov, and decide. If you need more, so if we have the possibility to hold another person, then we will do it. It's not to me at all, this question exactly. You understand? I don't know. I'm not his work manager. I don't do anything, I don't deal with this. And decide together. It depends on the extent of the work. If you're doing great wide dissemination, there's lots of material that is moving from place to place. We need constantly to examine it and to plan, and there's many languages at once. I understand that Europe is, anyhow, there's many languages and there's a lot of confusions. The question is, how much is this Europe operating? Other than that, it's not all of Europe. We have those that are connecting to Baltics, to Spain, to Italy, other people. There are more. Let's not just think that Yaakov is alone. Anyhow, speak to Mushi. If yes, of course we will do. If the problem is only in another half of a job or a whole job so that you can do a revolution, we'll do it for you. I think that the problem in Europe is the times that are about to come to Europe, and we need to prepare for those times. To prepare, it means that you need now to start and go out to wide dissemination. This is preparation. It's not preparation that I am brushing my teeth and sitting and waiting. You understand? Preparation is that we are now already going out to the streets and wherever we can, in every opportunity, we are giving out the materials, doing something, trying to write in all sorts of places on the virtual internet. That's all? In short, speak to Mushi, and if we need it, yes. But certainly, times that are much more sharp will come very soon. Thank you. Everyone knows this. Everyone feels this. It's already talked about at last. What we've talked about already for years. I didn't think that will be revealed so slowly. The truth is, I really admit this. I didn't think. I thought that this would be already in 2007, 2008. We've come to... Okay. Yes. Good morning, Rav. I will speak in English to make it easier for my friends in Australia who are definitely watching right now. I have a question and a statement. The question is, we spoke a lot and learned a lot about connection between friends. And we all form different connections within the group, within the different individuals in the group. Which one? I only see two types of relationships and connections between friends. One is a friend who is always there, who pulls you out from when you're in a descent, who helps you, calls you. It's a very positive and very warm friend in as far as the connection, enjoyable. The other friend is always, he picks you up on mistakes, makes it a little bit difficult for you in the group, and obviously because one has the egos, so he does the same to him too. And you know, I call this individual my Pharaoh stool. Which one of those two connections is more important to one's progress? We need to suffer. We need to take on all the friends and truly suffer. Good, bad, it's not important. And to give to every single one a place, and the main thing is time, to come to the right form. That's it. It's both those and those are good for advancement equally. If the Creator brings to you such friends, then you need to suffer them. You are forbidden to throw them out. If they are in the study, in dissemination, are paying maser, this is what they are capable of doing. This is what they're not capable of. They're not capable of being good and smiling. There's those that are smiling and are just, they're friendly, and it's just, that's their character attributes. And there's those that can't even look at each other. 10 feet, you get close to him and it's already feeling like you're about choking him. There's those and there's those. So these are natural attributes. And therefore we need for each and every one to give the time. To give time to cook, to get ready. And to be patient in it. That's it. But you can, once in a while, do a certain critique here a little bit, but also not in a direct way about him. If it is not, does not belong to his work in the group, if he has to do his roles or to come to study and dissemination and maser, the factory, there everyone must be active. And also there, it can be that there's those that have a tendency for it, and in another place, they have a lack of a tendency. So also, in accordance, you need to see. But you see, the person is trying. Patience, and that's it. There's no bad friend and a good friend. There's a friend, that's it. We have with us, in our body, such things, such cells, that are multiplying. And we have those cells that they're killing, that they're destroying. And to destroy, they're destroying in order to clean the body from all sorts of pollution and bad things and help it heal. There's the defense system, which kills every foreign thing that enters the body that can be harmful. And there's a system that actually draws and attracts and heals and cleans and heals. Everything is in balance. It all depends on how they are in the proper advancement. If you give the force to both, so they'll advance, it's the best. Succeed. Okay. He says that yesterday during the workshop, he's from Kiev, and he constantly couldn't think about yearning. You spoke about yearning. And this thing, he says, how can we develop it? How can we add to the definite? Is there such a thing that there's a group yearning? Can you talk a little bit more about that? Yearning is something in addition that I develop above my desire. There's a desire and there's anticipation or yearning. Desire is also not for every person, but no, we need to, I need to enter into this. In short, yearning is an additional addition above the desire, and it develops in a person only under the condition that he is working above reason. Only if he is rejected and he overcomes, and he gets himself closer, and then it comes in addition. We'll talk about this. I don't want to veer off the path. You're right. We'll talk about this. Okay, friends, let's go to the workshop. It seems to me that the friends are not having time to ask about the workshops because there's a disconnect. Because let's say the workshop of yesterday, now it's already not, like, for example, he's asking, we're not in it already. Maybe after the workshop, do some question and answers. I thought, okay, so let's immediately go to the workshop. We'll make it short, and then we'll do question and answers about the workshop. We agreed. Come on. Maybe some short song, a nice song, something heartfelt.
האהבה היא לא שלך, האהבה גם לא שלי, היא לא קשורה להצלחה, לחיובי או לשלילי. האהבה היא לא זמנית, היא לא עוברת לעולם, שהיא קיימת Thank you.